Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you still seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak to what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your father." And that's John 8:31-38. Once a year, the law of God set the Israelites on a path to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. It had been held for many years when Jesus came to earth. About the time that Jesus would be crucified for our sins, he came to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover with his chosen disciples. It was time to replace the old celebration of Israel being freed from their Egyptian bondage to their spiritual fulfillment by Jesus setting them free from their bondage of sin. When the Lord taught the people that if they followed him, they would have real freedom, it would be a freedom so unlike the freedom from their ancestors who were freed from the physical enslavement of Egypt. It would truly set them free. Today, we will discuss the freedom Jesus offers.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, "Not my will, thine, Lord"? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, "I'll leave thee never, just be true, I'll give to you a life forever," I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he to an old rugged cross he go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
The religious leaders among the Jews had already begun their plot to kill Jesus. After the raising of Lazarus from the dead, Jesus and Lazarus were the targeted victims of their envy. Jesus knew it was time for him to pay the penalty for the sins of the world. He knew this would be his last Passover feast with these apostles whom he loved. He began preparing himself and the disciples for their suffering from the cross and the return as he returned back to his heavenly Father. In our scripture reading, the Jews declared that they had never been enslaved to anyone. They were Abraham's offspring. I'm not sure how they thought that would ring with any truth at all. They had been enslaved by the wicked king of Egypt. They had lost their precious promised land because of their unbelief. They had been enslaved to the Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, and Greeks, and at that time they were enslaved to the Romans. They were not free at all. But Jesus came to set them free, not in a physical sense, but free from their sins. It was Jesus whom John the Baptizer said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus paid the debt for sin. There is no argument that can be made that the Lord gave his life willingly and suffered fully for mankind. He took our place. It is true that the Messiah was expected to be a ruler who would come and set them free from the controls of political rulers. They expected a long-awaited Messiah to be like King David, who ruled with his army. He brought Israel great glory with his victories. And the people wanted Jesus to be such a king, but he was not. The victory Jesus would bring would not be by sword or taking an earthly throne. Jesus would gain victory for mankind by his willing sacrifice, his dying on Calvary's cross. The people welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem as he entered with great praise. They considered him their king. But their expectations would not be met. His kingdom was not of this earth. That is what he told Pilate. His kingdom was far different. No ruler could ever give the same kind of freedom he gave to all who would surrender to his lordship. He set us free from the powers of Satan and the power of death. We are more than conquerors, the apostle declares, and it is in Jesus and through his suffering and his shed blood that Jesus bought us and brought us freedom. I would hope and pray for all our listeners to understand the cost of our salvation. I would pray that all who listen today will come to know what sin does to enslave us to it. Sin is the fulfillment of fleshly desires. It is the transgression of God's righteous laws that lead us to heaven. How we respond to the gospel invitation is eternally important to every single soul of mankind. Seek to be set free from sin and claim the wonderful freedom Jesus offers to you this day.
Love sought me, mercy found me, but it was grace, marvelous grace that saved me. Oh, he had compassion.
But it was grace, marvelous, grace that set me free. It was love that held my Savior to the old rugged cross, that mercy could be granted.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.